Hi, friends. This week, I want to talk a little bit about the law of attraction. I don't usually talk about it so much because there's plenty of people online blabbing their mouth about it, but I will teach you how to cheat it because a lot of people's advice sounds good, sounds nice, and then you're like, why it ain't working? Why I can't manifest anything? Why don't the law of attraction work? Here's how to cheat. The law of attraction don't play fair. It doesn't. And if you've clicked on this, you've experienced what I mean. There is no fairness to it. And that is the thing I want to pop a hole in, is so many people are talking about feeling good and your vibration is what guarantees you success or happiness or whatever the outcome is that you want. You have to feel good to get there. No, you don't. You fucking don't. I was real upset for a long time when I was trying to worry about my vibration, like everybody tells you to do. Most people online don't know what the hell they're talking about, so I took things into my own hands and started researching a lot of celebrities and people who really have tapped into the law of attraction. And Stevie Nicks is the one person I've seen from the like world fame level talk about the law of attraction, but she's real secretive about it because she does not like write books. She writes music, she has songs, but she has little things in her songs that blow this out the water. Like all the things that these little gurus are teaching you and telling you, I'm gonna listen to Stevie Nicks. I'm not listening to these people on YouTube or TikTok. Y'all don't know shit from shit. You're recording in your car. Like, I wanna listen to advice from someone who's got the lived experience to back it up. So I want to talk about what I've learned from her and also from my own experience of like all this vibration crap. So people always say your emotions and how you feel determine your vibration. What I've learned from the whole vibration thing is you do not have to feel good to achieve anything or to have any desired outcome. You can feel like dog shit and still have things go good and go right. And a lot of people will use that kind of like tactic of the vibration thing of like, I have to feel good. And oh, this bad thing happened because I feel bad or I'm sad or I'm upset or I'm disappointed or I'm pissed off. Like whatever emotion is there, you start to blame it. And you're like, that's the reason I can't get what I want. Or I just had this experience happen that disappointed the hell out of me, but I didn't feel good, so it was my fault. A lot of people set this up with their teachings and it will turn against you. And you can start to ruin yourself mentally and like stick yourself in a pit of depression, because when you have emotions and you feel sadness or life has just been unfair and all you have to offer is negativity, when no matter what you try to feel better, it doesn't work, that's when you start to get in the point of like, okay, this isn't fair. I have nothing to offer but negativity and bullshit because that's what my life is. It's like these people will try and tell you no matter what's happening, you have to stay in a positive vibration. You ain't been through shit, clearly. Clearly, babe. But trying to approach the law of attraction and manifestation from the lens of my feelings are the most important. And it doesn't matter what good I do. If I don't feel good, I will attract negative. That will drive you stupid. Because you'll start to turn against yourself and against everything that you feel. And like I said before, if you have a situation or like a period of your life where everything is just shit on shit, you start to be like, this is very unfair. Because no matter how hard I try to feel good, I can't. But if you have that belief in the back of your head of like, I'm never going to get anything good if I can't feel good, it's going to leave you with hopelessness. And you're going to be like, what's the point in trying? And it's going to stop you from doing anything because you're like, I have to fix how I feel because I can't do anything or it's going to go bad again. So it makes you fixate on, okay, before I do anything, I have to feel better. You don't. I promise. And most people that are very successful in this life, you think they really give a shit about what they're doing or what they've made that's made them a millionaire? Do you think every single person who's got money is like just found their passion and they love everything? No. You don't have to love what you're doing to make money at it. You don't have to have passion for things. It's encouraged, but that's not a requirement. You don't have to feel good about what you're doing to get the outcome that you want. I've got my own experience with it, but I want to give you the biggest example because fuck me, I'm some loser on the internet if you've never seen me before. To everybody who knows me, hey, friend. So the other night I watched the Fleetwood Mac documentary. I haven't watched TV in 3 years. I finally bought TVs when I bought this house. finally turned it on. And I'm glad I did. I liked it. I watched the documentary for Fleetwood Mac, and then I watched the one on Stevie Nicks. And the perfect example of all of this, and how when you only have negativity to offer, it can pay off. You don't always have to feel good. So the Fleetwood Mac band, when they were making their Rumors album, it is their biggest album they have ever launched. It was like worldwide, like the biggest album of all time, basically. And Stevie Nicks is the only woman to ever be inducted into the Hall of Fame twice. So this is somebody I want to listen to. But their whole trajectory of like what happened with that album for a year straight when they were making that album, Stevie Nicks was dating a guy in the band, and then there was two other people in the band that were dating. Everybody is fighting. Everybody was breaking up. The other couple got divorced. And then Stevie Nicks with her like high school boyfriend, they were having a bad time. And they had to go every single day to the studio like they liked each other and record and create songs for like 12 to 16 hours a day. Whatever they said, I can't remember the like exact hours. But all day, every day for a year, they had to go into a room with their ex and write songs. And every song on that album, each person wrote different songs. And every person wrote a song as like a diss at the person that they were mad at. So everybody's fighting through their music. And they said it was absolute turmoil. Like it was emotional hell. They do not understand how they survived it. They were on so many substances, drinking all the time, and there was no positivity to be found at all with any aspect of their writing process. All of them were in emotional turmoil, and this was not just a one-time thing. This was for a year, and every single track on that album is a diss at each other. And the worst part is, let's say me and you's dating. I go write a song about you. You got to go in the studio and sing it with me. And then you write a song about me, and then I got to sing it with you. There was not an ounce of happiness, positivity, nothing in any of them. And that album is the biggest album they ever had as the band. Like, that was the biggest fucking album in the world. And it's what took them to world famous level. So with that, it immediately disproves you don't gotta feel good to achieve a lot or have a lot of success. But what this did in my brain was like knock some things loose and fully make me like, what the fuck are these people talking about online about all this vibration? Shut up. Shove your vibration. Let me be polite. I don't want to get demonetized like I always do. But you know where to put that vibration. With the law of attraction and everybody saying that emotions are energy. Yes. Everything's energy in this whole life. Emotions are energy. And it does not matter what the emotion is. It is seen as neutral with the level of power that it has. Every emotion is neutral. How it feels is what you decipher as good or bad, wanted, unwanted. But each emotion is powerful and it is energy. You can use it for whatever the fuck you want. With that whole situation, with all of them being trapped in that studio, heartbreak, despair, anger, resentment, like hopelessness, all the things they were feeling, all of that energy was used into creating that album. It doesn't have to be created from only positive, happy things. Most things in the world, most good art, most good music, most good every invention comes from absolute emotional turmoil. So it's not that you have to feel good to get good. You can feel bad and still do good and get good, but it comes from my opinion, where you channel the energy into. When you use any emotion and channel it into creating something, it's positive. It's going to go forward. You're creating. When you use any emotion to destroy something, from my own personal experience, is when it goes bad. So no emotion that you feel is bad. It's a tool. It's power. It's energy. Use the shit. All of them were forced to use their energy into creating the album. And look what they did. Amazing. So the whole thing with emotions and like, this one's bad, this one's good. Oh, I can't do this thing because I don't feel positive. You don't have to. If there's an action you have to take or something you have to do to get to a goal, you don't gotta feel good about doing it. You can go do it and get it done. Just do not destroy shit with the emotional power that's coming up. if you use it to create, it's going to have an amplified effect because all those negative emotions, all of them had to channel. That was a lot of energy put into the creation of the Rumors album by Fleetwood Mac. If you haven't heard it, what the fuck are you doing? Okay, now for one of the hidden lyrics that is in one of Stevie Nicks' songs about this whole dynamic. Like I said, she's real secretive about it. In her song, After the Glitter Fades, there's a part where she says, "You know, the dream keeps coming even when you forget to feel." I've heard that song so many times, but when I really finally heard that part, it gagged me. It was like such a relief because for Stevie Nicks to tell you, the dream's still on the way, babe. Even if you forget to feel, even if you don't feel, even if nothing, feelings to the side, the dream is still coming. For someone like her, for someone that's achieved what she's achieved, to say that and articulate that in a song, very moving for me personally, but it's the biggest like confirmation that you have. Even if you feel like hell, even if you do not feel anything, you're numb. If you're still going toward a dream or you're trying to have a dream come true, it's coming. It doesn't matter how you feel. What fucks that whole process up, from my observation and my experience, is when you stop because of certain feelings. Like when you fixate on, oh my God, I have to feel positive. But you're in a situation where all you have to offer is negative. That's enough. You can offer it. You can get very far with negativity. My whole first year of my podcast was nothing but fucking hatred, irritation. Aware and Aggravated is the name of this podcast because I was very much aggravated. That's all I had to give it. And it's done great and I'm still going. But you don't have to have positivity to offer. Stop freaking out about trying to feel good, feel better. You'll feel better once you use what you have. If all you have to offer is negativity, use that shit, get it out of you. So it's gone. And you create something. And then you feel good because the emotion's out. And now you've changed the reality. You've manifested something. You've attracted something. And that negativity ain't there. You transmuted it. You sent it out and it came back as what you want. Now I want to give you a couple examples from my own personal life where I felt like hell and had good success, like great things happened, to show you don't have to trip out with trying to feel good all the time. This is the cheat code. This is how to cheat. You use what you got. If all life is throwing you is headache and bullshit, use all the emotions that come from it to create what you want, to go forward for it. I know how tempting it is and how like you're hanging on by a thread not to crash out and like fuck people up every single day when life is bad, but do not destroy. Use it to create. Use the emotions to create because all of the people in that band, everybody was forced into that room every single day. Yeah, they fought. Yeah, they cussed each other out. Yeah, things got physical a couple of times. Everybody beating each other up. Fine. But they had to channel everything into creating. So just remember me saying that. Use what you got. If the universe wanted you to manifest out of positivity, okay, help me out then. Why are you just giving me headache? For what? Okay. So fuck you. Return to sender. I'm going to throw you what you're throwing me. If all I got's negativity, catch, hot potato, bitch. Now it's yours. Now for my personal life, there's been situations where I've had nothing but good intentions. I've had nothing but like love and I've taken actions out of like just trying to help and it fucking goes awful. Absolutely awful. That's how I got canceled earlier this year. I made a video about my like experience with like being overweight and talking about my issue with finding clothes because I'm 6'7" and I still have problems finding clothes. And I was trying to share a perspective that makes me feel better and not attack myself and like not deal with so much headache and help me find things that fit me. And I had nothing but positive attention trying to like make that. And yeah, it went absolutely awful. Probably couldn't have gone worse. I got swatted, lost a lot of money, whatever. We're fine now. But that's just an example. It don't fucking matter your intention. It doesn't matter all the time if you're leading with positivity. Things can still go bad.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
At times, I've been doing my worst is when I've made the most money or had the most success. When I got jumped in Berlin, I made a video making fun of the guys because my lip was busted. One of them kicked me in the face. It was 5-on-1. But I had one of them. And I made a video laughing about it. Like, yeah, you thought you got me, bitch. And that video took me to over 1 million followers on TikTok. By itself, I was kind of close, but that took me over. And then it like snowballed from there. Negative thing, that went good. But also in February this year, when I was in New York, I was at one of the worst spots I've been in mentally. And I made, between me and you, $100,000 in that month. Do I make that every month? No. That was like my best month I've ever had, where a lot of business things were going great. And I wanted to die. Like, I was struggling so bad mentally and just in such emotional turmoil. I didn't want to be here at all. I was using a lot of substances. I was drinking every single night just to go to sleep. I was in the worst spot, holding the absolute, like, piss poor, worst vibration you could ever hold. How the hell did I make 100 grand? You know? These people with their little logic, it don't logic. Like, it's not realistic. And I'm excited to share this and talk about this because this led me to a lot of way worse spots mentally. Because like I said, you feel trapped in that like pain and you can't do anything to feel better or feel different or change your vibration. Like, there's no elevation to it. You can't do anything to feel better. Anything you try and do makes it worse. So it's like that unfairness of like, how do I cheat the system? This ain't fair, you know? So if there's something you want or something you're after, like Stevie Nicks said, the dream's still coming, babe. Even if you forget to feel, you fine. And for me also, it doesn't matter your vibration all the time. Like, I think it plays a role, but I don't think it's that big of a contributor. Like, it's this supernatural thing. You can't see and feel it and touch it. Why the fuck are you relying on it? Why are you making things happening that are unwanted mean that your vibration was wrong? Like, that puts too much power and control in this vibration thing and emotions and feelings. They're intangible things. So just a stupid example. As a human being, you can create change at any second, regardless of vibration. If I want to grab this cup right here and smash it, I should get a sip of water. Since I just said that. If I wanted to smash this, I could. It don't got shit through a vibration. I could change my environment. I can contribute to changes happening just because I want to. But pointing that out is to kind of encourage you and make you realize, okay, yeah, there might be this like other side and other layer to the law of attraction and co-creating and all that, but you're the one in control. So if something's not happening, it's not the vibration issue. It's not the whole emotional thing. It's not these things you can't see, feel, and touch. Look for the things in your environment you can still do. Because there's been days where I didn't want to fucking go to the gym. When I was in New York, at the worst place mentally I ever been, I was going to the gym still. I was miserable through every single workout. Most workouts, I would stop, go to the bathroom, and just bawl my eyes out. Just to get through the workout. But I would go back out and keep working out and get it done. It doesn't matter the emotions that are there. You can still take the actions. Like with the Fleetwood Mac band. They felt like hell all day, every day. They still went. They still recorded. They still created. They still did it. And they got a way bigger result than they could have ever imagined. I gave the gym example because it's just something you can do. It doesn't matter how you feel. You can still do it. It's hell. It is awful. But having that disconnect in your brain of like, okay, yeah, there's the vibrational aspect and the emotional aspect, but I'm still a physical human being. I can still do shit in this life. It goes hand in hand. It's a co-creation. So I really hope that makes people feel better. And if you're dealing with any of the things that I'm kind of describing, babe, you're all right. I promise. I promise she's okay. You're going to be just fine. And another way that this kind of unravels and makes life even worse and ruins your relationship with your higher power you believe in, God, the universe, whatever you want to think about, whatever you want to believe, whatever tickles your fancy, it sets up a really bad dynamic with this higher power. Because a lot of these teachings about law of attraction, I love the Abraham Hicks books, but like, girl, be self-fucking for real. The worst thing you can do is convince yourself that to be rewarded by the higher power you believe in, you gotta feel good and you gotta have a high vibration. You don't. That makes you have to hide when you feel bad. It makes you feel alone when you feel bad. It makes you even more hopeless, and it will put you down a worse spiral, because then you'll feel abandoned and you're gonna feel like, oh, I can't try and talk to this higher power because I don't have a high vibration. It's bullshit, okay? There's a lot of things in the Bible that I relate to and I agree with and I like. One of the quotes in it, is that even considered a quote? I don't know. I don't know how to like cite the fucking source, all right? Somewhere in the Bible it says, God is closest to the brokenhearted. So to kind of let you know, when you're in your worst spot emotionally, his presence is the strongest. When you have this idea that you cannot have bad feelings, it makes you cut off and you will feel disconnected. You will be sitting in the room like, hey girl, where the fuck you at? Because I don't feel your presence nowhere. You will have a serious experience of disconnection from any kind of higher power. And if you don't believe in one, it's just hell. Like, it's even worse. I'm not an atheist. I believe in a higher power. I believe in God. But you get what I'm saying. You don't want to be pushed to that point where you feel like you have to hide certain things from your higher power or your God that you believe in. That will also lead into you feeling like betrayed and like singled out and like provoked and like punished, because you don't really realize what's going on. And anything out of your control, you immediately blame on the higher power, or you blame it on your vibration. So the blame is like spit out all around. And sometimes it has nothing to do with your emotions and your vibration. Are you doing what you need to do? If a little inconvenience happens, don't blame it on God. Like, some things are not God's fault. He don't be doing all this shit. You know, I don't think like everything is that intentional to put you down and hurt you. Like, literally, if things are going wrong and stressing you out and you're freaking out about it and you're catastrophizing and you feel real bad, okay, who's actually to blame? Like, what actually is God's fault? Is this just part of being a human, like with gravity? Did you fall down the fucking stairs? Okay, gravity is a part of being a human being. Hey, you're on this earth. You're gonna fall down the stairs and look up and be like, God, what the fuck? No, just take inventory. Okay, what's actually God's fault and what's actually realistic? Because I got caught in a mindset a long time ago when I was entertaining all this crap, where I looked at anything negative that happened like it was some kind of like supernatural, spiritual thing. And it wasn't. Most things are just part of being a human. Like I said, falling down the stairs, getting food poisoning. Like, if something happens, what part of it's normal? What part of it's not? You know? And the other thing is, the universe and God don't expect you to only offer positive into things. That's very unrealistic. Hell, people who are actually at peace, people who actually have inner peace, do not feel certain emotions. They feel everything. So what the universe or God wants you to do is invest what you got. Use what you got. All the emotions have energy. They're all power. So use them. Like I said, if you're getting curveballed with disappointment and frustration, irritation, use it. Pitch it right back. Put it right into your desire and then watch what happens. Look what happened to Fleetwood Mac. If you ever need reassurance, go listen to any of Stevie Nicks' songs. Anything that resonates with you will hit you when you need it. Because like the invisible string theory, I listen to Stevie Nicks since I'm 15. And that one song, After the Glitter Fades, I've heard it 100 times. The other day, it just cracked me upside the head. The invisible string theory. Like, you're not meant to meet certain people or understand certain things until it's time. Or, as other people would say, you're a vibrational match. It's going to hit you when it needs to hit you. So that's my person I kind of look to now. I've talked about this before. I've never had a role model in my life. I've never had someone I've like looked up to. Stevie Nicks has become, I think, my first role model. Like, my actual, like, first person I can, like, trust the guidance from. Because when she speaks or gives advice or says something in a song, I believe it. Because she's got the proof to back it up. I'm not having to take a blind leap of faith and just trust somebody. and like just trust someone's word. Fuck that. I don't want to trust you if you don't got nothing to show for it. Show me what you got. Show me what you did. Show me how heartbroken you've been and how you still had your dreams come true. You know? So that's what I do. I look to her. I listen to her music all the damn time. If it's not her, it's Suicide Boys. My personality is the back and forth. And the mindset that helps me when you're feeling real bad and you have to invest that and use that, like you still got to be disciplined when you feel like hell. A lot of people talk about having to be delusional and you just have to expect things to happen. It works for like some stuff, but Stevie Nicks talked about it too. She said she always just knew things were going to be big for her. Like her life wasn't an accident. She knew it was going to go that way. She felt it and she believed it. So if what you want, you believe it's going to happen, go into it like, okay, I said I want this thing. I'm going to do everything I have to do to get to it. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do, but I'm going to figure it out as I go. I'll keep taking steps. I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to keep going toward it. It's going to happen. So no matter what happens in life, no matter how you feel, okay, if my dream is still coming, great. Don't lose hope. Don't get all fucked up over it. Honestly, losing hope is like step one. You're going to lose it a bunch of times, but that just means you got to flip something in your head. This is one thing I had to flip a while ago. But if you just look at everything that happens or anything that you feel, any emotion that comes up and you got to use it, okay, this is expected. This was part of it. Okay, if this was supposed to happen because what I want is guaranteed, I'm going to have it happen in this life. Okay, what am I supposed to do? What can I do with how I feel right now? How can I use it? And it doesn't feel like a waste. And it's not like a, oh, hopeful, wishful thinking. You're going to get the hope beat out of you. You got to keep going. You have to just know and keep investing any energy you feel or any experience that you have, any emotion that comes up, use that shit. In the back of your head, what I want is going to happen. The dream is still coming. Even if you forget to feel, remember that. Just keep investing it. Keep going toward it. It's going to happen. It's going to be hell for a little bit, but it's part of it. The more pain you feel, the more power you get. So stop sitting down crying about it. Okay, you could cry. But, okay, then get up. All right, you can cry if you want. You don't got to be tough stuff all the time. You can cry a little bit. But don't let it be for nothing. Use it. After you cry about it, after you feel it, okay, use it. I hope this actually made you feel more hopeful. Because, like I said, anytime you doubt it, or you're like confused, worried, what the fuck, look back at the band. Go watch the documentary of Fleetwood Mac. Sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to see people who have battled what you're dealing with at a fucking scale of times 100 or times 1,000. And you see new ways of it going and how it can happen. And then you can see how they've dealt with how you felt way worse. And then see how they used it and got the outcome that they wanted, regardless of how bad it got. So that's it. That's all we got for this week's episode. Hope it made you feel better. This is one of my hoodies from my merch collection that I dropped called Fuck Forgiveness. I'll leave the link in the description if you want to buy anything. But if you're watching this on YouTube, leave me a comment and let me know what you want me to talk about next week. I'd love to see what you guys say. I read all the comments. Don't think I overlook nothing. I'd be there. I'd be seeing everything. I'm thinking about doing an episode about how to deal with disappointment and overcome that. But tell me what you guys want to hear about. And if you're listening to this on the audio version, hit the download button. And if you've listened to any of my other episodes, go download them. That's what helps me the most. Thank you. Also, rate me 5 stars if you want. I used to always say, oh, rate me 5 stars. But my team was like, hey, stupid. Tell them to download it because that's what helps you. So thanks. Now for my people who made it this far. This week, comment a purple heart. If you're watching this on YouTube, comment a purple heart emoji. Because I'd like to see who makes it this far in the episode. That's how we communicate. Every week, there's someone in the comments like, what the fuck is all the, like, the tigers about? Or like, what is all the peace signs about? That's why I love doing that. It makes me giggle. And also, I get to see like who's really here. You know, also the journal for everybody wondering. I have my first sample of it. And I have a lot of changes I want to make. I want to improve it. Y'all know I don't make nothing and release anything until it's perfect. So yeah, my perfectionist ass is going to slow this down, but it's not the quality that I want to give you. So hang with me. Okay. It's coming. But I wanted to give you guys an update about that. I wanted it out like this week, but like I said, I'm making it perfect. I will keep you posted, but that's all I've got for this week's episode. Bye. Just kidding. Imagine. Everybody be safe, take care of yourself, And I'll talk to you guys next Sunday. Love you.